Hi, Miles. As you know, I have issues, lots of issues, and now this is the time when I get to talk about them. See, you know when you go to the supermarket and you go buy the fruit? You ever see people, you know, like they're going over there and they're squeezing the fruit and stuff like that, just to see if it's good or not? I never got that. I mean, if you don't want fruit that's like really hard, do you? I mean, you want fruit that's kind of mushy and gross. I mean, what I really want to see one time is I want to see someone, you know, go to squeeze one, and it's totally rotten. You know, it sounds something like, oh, no, not good, not good, not... Holy, that bar just filled up. It's all blue. All right, another thing I have issues with is, you ever seen, like, a movie when someone slips on a banana? What? Shut up. Have you ever seen anyone slip on a banana in real life? No! Shut up! No! Wait! Back! Sorry, there's some weird people in the room. Don't know them. Along with Josh's dog named Tim. But,
yeah, we all talk to him.
So, now that I've ran myself clean out of issues and energy, now I'm going to introduce the person that's sitting next to me. And no, it's not Daniel. This person sitting next to me is special. It's a proud black man named Orville. A.K.A. Orville Redman. A.K.A. Grover, also known as the real Slim Shady. Actually, I'm sorry, that's me. I'm sorry, that's me. Also known as Machiavelli Jr. Here's Orville.
Hi, everybody. And no, it's not Orville Redenbacher. That's another one of my issues. Anytime we have to do something about airplanes, some idiot has to bring up Orville and Wilbur Wright, and it's really getting on my nerves. And random people come up to me and say, "Hey, are you the guy that invented the popcorn?" For your info, he didn't invent popcorn. He made it better.
And kettle corn too.
Trust me, I know. It's delicious.
You eat yourself?
No, idiot.
What about Sir Son?
Okay, Daniel.
This is not your time, so, you know, sit in the seat, make happy.
We'll cut that. Actually, I'm saying that, we'll just leave that on, because whenever someone says we'll cut that on a video, it gets left on. So. And if you haven't noticed, Miles' Issues is filmed in front of a large group of really weird people.
Also known as the live studio audience.
I've just been informed that they're also known as a live studio audience.
Live studio nitwits.
As Orville said.
Wait.
They keep filling up the bar with laughter. That's not cool. There's like these little spikes and there's these big blue lines when all these people laugh at things.
Hey, Miles.
What?
What about your big issues with spiders?
Spiders?
Spiders.
Spiders! Spiders! Wait, where?
Right there. Okay, since Miles is knocked out, I'm taking over his show. It's called Miles is a Loser and I'm taking over his show.
I hate you!
Okay. So what we're gonna be talking about today is issues with spiders, Miles' head, and his whiteness. Thank you very much. I'm out.
I'm see-through. Not white.
Transparent.
The only thing that's transparent is if you take an X-ray of Miles' brain, you'll see nothing in it.
You just know what. Okay, I've got some terrible news. This is really sad.
Aww.
Josh's dog Tim is now dead. I can no longer do strange things to him.
By strange things, he means something you can't say on the podcast.
Hey, I paid Josh Gigi not hands. I paid Josh not to release the pictures, and we're definitely cutting that. Okay, scratch that too. I didn't say that. I think someone's trying to tell me something. I might be done. Okay, no. Studio audience, my microphone. No, don't rub the mouse. That's not nice. You'll wear it down, and then whenever I put my hand on it, it won't be all like jelly and soft and squishy. It'll be all like bleh.
Okay, enough rubbing the mouse. It's time to wrap it up. For now, I'm Orville Machiavelli Jr. here, still here with the transparent man Miles.
Mm-hmm. Also known as the real Slim Shady. Also known as Marshall Mathers. Also known as...
Okay, you're done!